Good morning, church family. On Sunday, the 20th of December, Andrew, only 5 days to go. Getting excited for Christmas. Brilliant. Let me just, at this point, give you some church news. Tonight at 6:30 p.m., we have our church prayer time, and that's the usual Zoom details that we've been using over these past few weeks. And also, just to remind you, that because it is Christmas time, we've got lots of exciting services coming up. So Christmas Eve, 6:30, we've got a Zoom family service. Again, that'll be the same Zoom details that we've been using. 11:30 p.m. on Christmas Eve, we'll have a service, and Mark and Mona will be leading us through that. Again, the same Zoom details. And then Christmas morning will be chaos in the O'Brien household, and we'll have a Zoom Christmas Day service from their home. And again, yes, you guessed it, it's the same Zoom details that we'll be using for that. Really exciting this week ahead as well. Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, the prayer stations will be on at the church, but outside in the church grounds. So the prayer stations, a great time of the year for us as we think about Jesus coming and the hope that he has to us. Great opportunity to pray. And there's also a trail for the boys and girls, Andrew, at the prayer stations at the church as well. So if you're coming to that, you'll need your mobile phone and your QR scanner. I won't say much more, but let's enter into a spirit of prayer over the next 3 days as we pray in that way as a church family. So, Andrew, it is the family service, Christmas family service. We'd usually be in church, and all the boys and girls dressed up and acting out a nativity. We've got our own wee nativity here, haven't we? And one of the things we would usually do is have one of the boys or girls light a candle. Just as we think about Jesus coming as the light of the world and our hope and our saviour. So I'm just going to light that candle now, Andrew. Would you be able to help me? Brilliant. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. You hold Dad's hand. Make sure we're doing it properly. Oh, and have we got light? Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Now, because this is going out at 10:30, as a live video, lots of the church family will be watching right now. Hopefully everybody's watching right now. So what I would like you to do is get your phone and send somebody that you know might be watching this a wee message. Maybe say, Merry Christmas, you know, God bless you. We'll wee message Mark, Andrew. Mm-hmm. We'll send Mark a message, will we? Okay. Mark. Wait, well, what will we say to him, Andrew?
I don't know.
Don't know. What about... Merry Christmas, that's a good thing, isn't it? Merry Christmas, Mark. God bless you. Okay? Sorry, see that? Okay, so, do you think he'll message back?
Yes.
You think he will message back? Well, I don't know. We'll need to wait and see. We'll give him a wee minute or two, because other people right now will be sending messages and getting messages back, so... Hopefully Mark will be watching, and hopefully he'll message that. Oh, here we go. It said, Merry Christmas, David. Didn't realise T-shirts had been produced with your face on it. Isn't that a brilliant encouragement at our Christmas family service? Will we message him back?
Yes.
No, we'll leave it just now. We'll message him back later on and say, what do you mean, Mark? It's a lovely face and a lovely T-shirt.
No, that isn't a lovely face.
No, it's not. Oh, no. So, in our service today, we've got lots of fun things happening. Are boys and girls going to be catching snowballs, Andrew?
They might.
They might, uh-huh, yeah, that'd be really exciting. We've got so many of our church family involved, singing, reading the scriptures. We've got a quiz as well. Our programme's going to flow, so we just want you to relax and enjoy today. And once this is finished, at 12 noon, we've got our church Zoom, and again, that's the usual Zoom details of meet and chat, just an opportunity to meet together, see how we're getting on. So relax, enjoy our service today.
Christmas time. A different Christmas this year, a year marked with the virus that has impacted everyone. People's jobs have been at risk. We've all had to stay at home. The impact on people's mental health and well-being, places of education having to close, and of course lockdown. It's been a very challenging year. And we look on to a world which there's a lot of hurt and pain, division, loss and tragedy. And it doesn't sound good, does it? But that, unfortunately, has been the reality this year. But is there hope? This Christmas, there is hope. In fact, this hope has always been there. This hope is available no matter what the circumstances of life actually are. Divine hope, miraculous hope, life-changing hope, God's hope. This hope was prophesied about a long time ago. Hope would come through the birth of a child. Listen to the words of Isaiah 7, verse 14.
All right then, the Lord himself will give a sign. The virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to her son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
Emmanuel, God with us. But is God with us, you might say? God cares about our broken world. He knows about our brokenness. He was there in the garden when it happened to Adam and Eve, when they sinned and the world fell. The perfect relationship between God and man was broken. And as much as the sin of mankind separated them from God, he didn't want to leave it that way. Jesus Christ, God himself, would enter into our world, our mess, and bring hope. In fact, be the hope. God chose a woman named Mary to conceive a baby by the Holy Spirit. This baby, Jesus, would be God among us. It was busy in Bethlehem when a pregnant Mary and Joseph arrived for the census. When they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. But how could this child bring hope? Were the words of Isaiah 7, verse 14, about to be fulfilled? Well, Philippians 2 tells us.
Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 11. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges, he took the humble position of a slave, and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honour and gave him the name above all other names. And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
But who do you put your hope in?
Jesus was born. Hope had been found. Hear the words of Luke 2, verses 11 to 14.
Christmas quiz. We have seven questions and I'll start. How did the wise men find Jesus? Option A is that they followed a star. Option B is that they read a letter. And option C is an angel told them. The options are: option A is that they followed a star. Option B is that they read a letter. And option C is an angel told them. And the answer is A, they followed a star. Handing over to Becca.
So the next question is, apart from red and green, what are the two most popular colours associated with Christmas? A, gold and blue. B, gold and silver. Or C, blue and white. That's A, gold and blue. B, gold and silver. And C, blue and white. The answer is B, gold and silver. Handing over to Lauren.
My question is, what colour are mistletoe berries? A, red. B, white. Or C, green. A, red. B, white. Or C, green. And the answer is B, white. Matteo is going to ask the next question.
My question is, what does it mean? Buon Natale e Felice Anno Nuovo in Italian. I repeat again. What does it mean? Buon Natale e Felice Anno Nuovo. A. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. B. Don't put pineapple on pizza. Or C. Jesus is the reason for Christmas. I repeat. A. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. B. Don't put pineapple on pizza. And C. Jesus is the reason for Christmas. And the answer is A. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I hand over to Emma, that should be here. Yeah. I don't know.
Thanks, Mateo. So, next question. Which person in the Bible was trying to harm baby Jesus? Was it A, King David, B, King Herod, C, King Saul? I'll say that again. Was it A, King David, B, King Herod, C, King Saul? And the answer is B, King Herod. I'm going to hand over to David.
Thank you, Emma. So my question is, what is my favourite Christmas film? Is it A, Elf, B, Polar Express, or C, The Grinch? So is my favourite film A, Elf, B, Polar Express, or C, The Grinch? And the answer is The Grinch. Well done if you got that one correct. Handing over to Eve Wiley.
So our last question of the Christmas quiz is, an angel went and spoke to Mary to tell her she was pregnant. What was the angel's name? Could it be A, Gabriel, B, Elijah, or C, Moses? Again, A, Gabriel, B, Elijah, or C, Moses? And the answer is A, Gabriel. I hope you guys all enjoyed our Christmas quiz, and whoever won can read the sweetie covered in the house. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, I hope everyone got on okay in the quiz. That was good fun. How did we do, Andrew?
Good.
Yeah, we done well, didn't we? That was great fun. Now, what are we going to do next?
I'm going to trick you.
You're going to trick me? No chance. How? All right, okay. So what's going to happen then?
Hold that.
You want Dad to hold this?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is like a blue cup thing. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Right, I'll hold that. Okay. Okay.
Bring the ball out.
You want me to take the ball out? Mm-hmm. So there's a ball in here. There it is there. And what have I to do with the ball?
Put it in your pocket.
Put it in my pocket, just any pocket?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Great. And then you're going to put that lid back on. Right, and then what now?
You need to say the magic word.
Oh, so what if I said, where is the ball? Where is the ball? Where is the ball? Okay.
There
where is that ball? What? Oh, of course, because it's not in my pocket anymore. Well done, Andrew. That was brilliant. Do you want to put the lid back on? Give me a high five. Fantastic. We're going to have another scripture reading now.
Wise men and shepherds travelled far to find the Saviour, Jesus. Hope was born. The moment had arrived, and yet the irony is that hope would also be found in his death and resurrection 33 years later. The Saviour of the world, Jesus, brings hope this Christmas.
This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us.
Loving Father, we just come into your presence again this morning, Lord, and we want to lift your name on high and praise you for the wonderful, mighty, amazing God that you are in each of our lives. And as we come up to this Christmas time, Lord, we especially remember the gift of Jesus, that God became man because of his great love for us, a love that was so immeasurable, so amazing, that we can't always take it in. We just come and thank you for it. And we thank you, loving Father, that you've kept each one of us over these last months, Father. You've never left us. You've always been there for us. And even in these uncertain times that we've been living through, we have that sure and steadfast hope that God is there for us, that God is on our side, and he is always going to be in our situation, and he knows all about it, and he loves us, and he's taken us through to this time right now that we're at. So we thank you, Lord, that we have that a wonderful hope and such a wonderful Heavenly Father. And especially at Christmas, we just remember that gift, a gift that is so amazing, that again, saying thank you doesn't seem enough. But we do praise you, and we do bless you, and we do honour you, Lord, for who you are in our lives. And as we look to the future, Lord, we don't know who what happens in our future, but we know who holds our hands, and we know who has great and wonderful plans for each of us. And that is a wonderful hope to know, that we go forward with God walking beside us, walking ahead of us, and living in us through the Holy Spirit. Oh, how blessed are we. So we thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. And we just ask that we might be obedient servants in the future to everything and anything that you call us to do. So we thank you again for who you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Where we pray in your precious name. Amen.
Well, the theme of our service today is about hope. And Christmas is a time of the year for us as Christians where we just so appreciate the hope that we have in Jesus and think about hope coming among us. I want to share a story with you now about hope. In fact, it's the hopes that three trees had. So, our first tree had great hopes. What was the tree's hopes? The tree wanted to be a beautiful treasure chest so that when it was older, it would be able to hold precious and valuable jewels. That was the first tree's hope. Now, what about the second tree? Well, the second tree had great hopes as well. This tree here wanted to become a boat. A boat that would travel all over the world and be on the ocean and carry kings and queens and important people. This tree had great hopes. And then the third tree, what did it hope for? It hoped to be the tallest tree in the mountaintop. It wanted to grow taller than any other tree so that it could look out over the kingdom and be the greatest tree. So, one day, a man came along with his axe to cut the tree down. And the first tree thought, "Your beauty, I'm going to see my hopes fulfilled." So the man came and cut down the tree. Very good, watch my fingers when you're doing that. Okay. So he cut down the first tree, he took the first tree away, and the first tree thought to himself, "Brilliant, I'm now on my way to becoming a treasure chest, and I'll be able to store all the best treasure and hold things that are so valuable." The second tree, he could see that this man cutting the trees was coming his way, So he came to cut the tree down. There we go. And he's thinking to himself, brilliant, soon I'm going to become a boat that will travel all over the world and carry lots of important people. Lots of people will be on me. Ah, fantastic. And then the third tree was the last one. Could see this man coming with his axe. And the tree thought, oh no, I want to stay here. I want to stay here. I hope he doesn't cut me down. But the man with his axe came and he cut that tree down. Oh no. And you know, the third tree was gutted because he thought, I'm never going to now live out all the hopes and dreams that I have. Now, remember the first tree that wanted to become a treasure chest? Well, the first tree didn't become a treasure chest. What the first tree became was, originally it was a feeding box for animals. And I thought, oh no, this is rubbish. I've just become a simple feeding box for animals. And then one day, this tree realised that a baby had been put in it. And I thought, I've went from being a place where animals come and feed from here. And there was a man and a woman there, Mary and Joseph, and they cleaned out this feeding box and they put some hay in it and they put a blanket in it and then they put a baby in it. And little did this tree realise that he was actually holding the greatest hope ever, because baby Jesus was put in this feeding box. Now, what about the second tree? Ah, the second tree. It hoped to be a great boat that would travel the world and have kings and queens on it. And that's what the second boat became. Now, that's not a big fancy boat, cruise liner boat that would travel the world, or a big fancy boat that kings and queens would go on. And this tree was really disappointed because he thought, I've just become a sailing boat. That isn't what I hoped for. And yet one day there were some people on this boat and a storm started up and it was quite scary. And yet there was someone in the boat who stood up and told the wind and the waves to stop and to peace be still. And do you know what? The storm stopped and everything went quiet. And this tree that wanted to be a big fancy boat, that wanted to have lots of important people on it, actually held the most important person, that was Jesus, because he stopped the storm that day. And this boat held the greatest hope ever. Now, the third tree, the tree that wanted to stay on the mountainside and grow and be the tallest tree ever. Well, this tree was chopped up and it was taken, and it was left in the builder's yard, and it was left sitting for a wee while. And then one day, someone came and they picked up two beams of wood that were cut out of this tree, and they made a cross. And what they then did was they took that cross up a mountain and they nailed a man to it. And this tree was thinking, I wanted to be the highest, the tallest, the greatest, see everything, and I've been cut up and made into a cross, and I've had someone nailed to me. I've never fulfilled my hopes. And yet, this tree here held the greatest hope ever, that was Jesus, as he was crucified and he died on the cross. So this year at Christmas, you may have hopes, boys and girls, for big presents. You might have hopes for a better year next year. It has to be so much better than this year that we've had. But you know, we can have our hope placed in Jesus, because he loves us so much. And I want to read to you just one verse from the Bible. Here's what Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 12. I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life. So folks, as we approach Christmas once more, we might have hopes for great things, big things. Can I encourage us to have our hope firmly placed and fixed in Jesus, because he loves us so much. He is the hope of the world. He is the light of the world. And our trust for is that this Christmas we would know Jesus as the hope in our own lives.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed our Christmas service this morning. A big thank you to all the people who took part and helped put the service together. To finish the service this morning, we've got a special recording of a well-known carol featuring some of our EMBC church family, and I hope you enjoy worshipping along with them. I realise that maybe not everyone who's wanted to have a chance to take part in this has been able to, but don't worry, we will be doing the same thing again soon, and hopefully even more people can be involved. So thank you, God bless, and Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for joining with us today, and let's just close our service now with a prayer. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you so much for Jesus, who is our living hope. We thank you that he came and left the glory and splendour of heaven to come and be born as a babe in Bethlehem, and how you would live his life, showing your love, Father, displaying who you are, how he would lay himself down on a cross and be resurrected to life again, so that we can have peace with you, Father. We thank you for the hope that we have this Christmas. We thank you, Father, that we can have and know peace with you. And Lord, a year that has been so difficult for us, people maybe feel as if they've lost hope. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the everlasting hope. And we pray today that we would know that certainty in our own hearts and lives. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me just remind you that you can join us on our meet and chat at 12 noon. Again, the usual Zoom details for that. The prayer time tonight at 6:30.
And also as well, I should have mentioned earlier on, for the Christmas prayer stations, the memorial tree at the church, we're going to encourage the boys and girls to hang something on the tree, whether that's a decoration, whether it's a prayer, something like that, as part of the prayer stations this Christmas time. We hope to see you on the church meet and chat, and God bless you today.